Good afternoon, everyone. It's 2:33 p.m. Wow, we're only 3 minutes behind us. We're doing well. Welcome to Rules Committee. It's June 14th, 2011. And we are going to open up a work session on Senate Bill 829A.
That was tricky.
Mr. Chairman, this is Senate Bill 829A. We have Beth Herzog run this bill for us.
Chair Olson and Chair Hunt, Senate Bill 829A increases the maximum annual production to 150,000 gallons for a winery to be established as an outright permitted use on EFU land. It authorizes a winery to be established as an outright permitted use on EFU land or any area zoned for agriculture use on a parcel of land at least 80 contiguous acres, if at least 50 of those acres have vineyards planted at least 5 years before the winery is qualified to operate. The owner owns at least 80 additional acres in Oregon of continuous planted vineyards, and the winery has produced at least 150,000 gallons of wine in the last 3 of the last 5 years before qualifying. It would authorize a winery established under the Act to sell wines produced by the winery and other services in addition to operating a full-service restaurant.
Outstanding job, Beth, in sharing that exactly. That's good.
Thank you.
Representative Holvey, do you want to say anything since it's kind of your bill?
Just a comment, Mr. Chair. Thank you. This bill is the almost same exact language that was passed out of the House in House Bill 3280.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Which is currently going to conference committee, and if in fact that bill is able to come to an agreement and passed out, I would imagine that that one would prevail. However, if it does not, this bill would be set to move forward, and I support moving the bill forward.
Okay. Any other members? Okay.
Ready for a motion?
I am ready for a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 829A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Chair Hunt moves Senate Bill 829A to the House floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, just to refresh my recollection, this is the bill we heard the other day. Is it? No?
No, we passed it
out. No, Representative Barnhart, this bill was the same bill that passed out of the House
I heard you say that.
Yeah.
We heard a different bill on wineries the other day.
You're thinking of Senate Bill 960.
Thank you. That does help. Appreciate that. I'm ready.
Okay. Amy, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Barnhart.
Aye.
Representative Berger.
Aye.
Representative Freeman.
Aye.
Representative Garrett.
Excused.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Weir.
Aye.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't you tell me I could vote for you?
Just pause now while I think of my best joke.
Excuse?
Hi. Hi.
Okay, well, Senate Bill 829A passes, and Representative Holvey, you want to?
Certainly.
Okay, we'll close the work session on that bill and open a work session on House Bill 3651.
Mr. Chairman, House Bill 3651, we have Victoria Cox to run that one for us. Where is that?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, House Bill 3651 directs the Joint Boards of Education to prepare a report on the strategies for reducing higher ed textbook costs and recommendations for implementing cost reduction strategies, instructs the boards to analyze potential cost savings for K-12 school district, requires boards to solicit student, faculty, and bookstore manager participation, reports to an interim committee of the Legislative Assembly prior to October 1st, 2012, sunsets on convening of the 2013 regular session, declares an emergency effective on passage, and Representative Dembro is here to discuss -1 amendments, which require boards to expand participation to publishers who provide books and other materials to bookstores at community colleges and institutions of higher education.
Representative Dembro.
Thank you, Chair Olson, members of the committee. I'm Michael Dembro, State Representative, House District 45, Northeast Portland to Park Rose. These amendments are the result of desire by textbook publishers to be part of the conversation. They came and asked us if we would be willing to have them specifically mentioned in the bill. I agreed to that, hence this amendment.
Okay. Any questions?
No one has a copy of it.
No one has a copy of it.
Of the dash ones?
Oh, is there a dash one?
Could we have, maybe could we have...
We are making copies.
Okay, great.
We are making copies. They'll be here shortly.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Is that it?
Oh,
whoever came in.
Something just came in. Oh, yeah, I saw that. Who's this from?
That's it all.
Okay. The committee, let's just stand at ease for a little bit here. Okay, rules back in order. Everybody had an opportunity to take a look at the dash one amendments then?
Yes. Okay. We have extras that are being put in back there.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I move the dash one amendments to House Bill 3651.
Chair Hunt moves the dash one amendments into House Bill 3651. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so moved. Chair Hunt.
Chair, I move that House Bill 3651, as amended, be sent with the due pass recommendation to the Ways and Means Committee.
Chair Hunt moves House Bill 3651, as amended, with the due pass recommendation to the House floor with the subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Any discussion? Amy, would you call roll, please?
Representative
Berger? Aye.
Representative Freeman?
Yes.
Representative Garrett?
Excused.
Representative Holdy?
Aye.
Representative Winter?
Yes.
Representative Marhunt?
Aye.
Co-Chair Hunt?
Aye.
Co-Chair Olson?
Aye. House Bill 3651 has been referred to Ways and Means. We close the work session on House Bill 3651. And open a work session on House Bill 2100A.
Mr. Chairman, we have House Bill 2100A. Sandy Tilly Circa is here to work it for us.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chairs, members of the committee. Senate Bill 2100A establishes the Pharmacy and Therapeutic Committee, otherwise known as the P&T Committee, to perform functions of the current Drug Use Review Board, which is to be abolished. It also establishes the Health Evidence Review Commission to perform functions of the Health Resources Commission and the Health Services Commission, and those two commissions are also abolished. It describes the roles of the Health Authority and the Department of Human Services as administering the medical assistance program. It also makes some technical changes. It prohibits charging hospitals for complaint investigations in excess of specified numbers and for related fees in excess of specified amounts, declares an emergency effective on passage.
Outstanding job, Sandy. Okay. Representative.
May I make a comment?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Representative Freeman, make
appreciate it, Chair Wilson. I handed out one of what was, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of a dozen amendments that were brought forward for House Bill 2100. And this is probably something maybe the agency would not be excited about, as there were quite a few bills that the agency was trying to amend to get what they needed in 2100. I thought their attempt to circumvent using 2100 was completely inappropriate. I'm happy today to pass House Bill 2100 unamended, as I had mentioned day one, but this is the type of amendments that were being played with about this bill. Just for everybody's information, this bill directs the repeal of House Bill 2009, which is what created the Oregon Health Authority. So as we were trying to maneuver and shift, and the agency was slipping amendments into the subcommittee agenda at the last minute, these type of things were floating around too. And in the future, I would appreciate the agency working directly with those that are trying to do the right thing and not sneak amendments in. Thank you.
Can I just clarify? I may have misheard you, Representative Freeman. I think you were saying the amendment would result in the repeal of 2009, not
that's
the bill.
What this amendment would do. Yeah, the bill is actually an agency fix bill that many of us were very supportive of and agreed to. And if you remember, it was on the House floor even at one point.
I remember well. Any other comments? Representative Freeman, you want to make a motion?
Yeah, I would move House Bill 2100 as is, not amended, to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Freeman moves House Bill 2100 unamended to the House floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair, just to make it clear, what I have in front of me is the A engrossed version. Is that right?
Yes, 2100A.
Thank you. Mr. Chair?
Yes,
just to clarify, this is unamended?
Affirmative.
Thank you.
Okay.
A is unamended.
Yes. Okay. Amy, would you call a vote?
Representative Freeman?
Yes.
Representative Garrett?
Excused.
Representative Bowlby?
Aye.
Representative Winger?
Yes.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Co-Chair Hunt?
Aye.
Co-Chair Olson?
Aye. House Bill 2100A passes, and Representative Freeman and I think what Kotek, you want to co-carry?
It'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we're going to close the work session on House Bill 2100A, and we are adjourned.